For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
As we know, they got the Cubs in town coming up here as we speak and later on tonight. And I just got to say it. I understand. Games, by the way, in like a little under an hour from now. 6:40 first pitch for Ben Lively. So listen, it's great that they salvaged the series over the weekend, got the two games, got themselves back in on track in terms of the division standings and where they're at. They're 3.5 up. That feels good. They get the tiebreaker with the Twins. All very, very good stuff. Am I supposed to be excited, though, about them sort of eking out a win in a series that was obviously of the vital importance to their standings, to their season and everything? Like, it felt like last night they saved their season. And it was that was the first time all season I was questioning Emmanuel Clase in the ninth inning. He was struggling, and it was like, oh, boy, here we go. And I thought that was where the wheels are going to finally fall off for him. He's been obviously working a ton this year, maybe overworked to an extent. Maybe not overworked. He's pitched a moderate amount. But the entire bullpen's been overworked to an extent. And I thought the wheels were falling off, and he got together and got out of the inning, thank God. So, yeah, they saved the season. And I'm not saying not to be happy about where the Guardians are at. They're still, again, 3.5 up, one of the best records in baseball, all good things. But I stand by what I said yesterday, that I'm still frustrated with this team. They go on a 7-game losing streak. Offense is one of the biggest reasons why. Stephen Kwan is batting like, I think I heard the midday show talking about it, he's batting like 240 or 230 since the All-Star break. David Fry's batting like 220 or whatever it is since the All-Star break. Two guys that were so important to your team in the first half. And the Guardians just assumed it was going to keep going. And the best they could do is give us the Flex Seal signings, the Flex Seal tape signings of Lane Thomas and Alex Cobb, who gave you 4 2/3 the other night and gave up 4 runs and didn't even give you like a qualifying for a win start. Again, there's still time for those guys to turn it around. But Lane Thomas has been an absolute abomination since he's been here. I think I rattled off the stats going into yesterday's game. He was like 5 of 43. In terms of his hits versus plate at-bats to this point since he's joined the Guardians. Time to turn it around. He's been batting a lot against righties. But I just can't help but wonder, like, as you're hanging on by a thread and eking out wins in the ninth inning as your taxed bullpen struggles for the first time all season, you could have done more. You could have done more, and instead you just gave us the Flex Seal commercial where you slap that tape on that big tank of water and say, well, this is enough to fix the Guardians. No. I'm going to remain frustrated by it, and until these pieces they added really start turning it around or contributing in a meaningful way. And I guess we'll find out tomorrow because Matthew Boyd's on the mound tomorrow. Let's see if that means anything. All we hear about is like, oh, well, their rehab starts were great, and they did a little, you know, off to the side workout for all these teams leading up to it. And okay, cool. I want to see actual meaningful performances in a game. And so far, the additions that this team has made have given you nothing. We'll see what happens with Matthew Boyd tomorrow, though. That's what we have to look forward to. Matthew Boyd couldn't have given up a little bit more. So, and again, it was a seller's market. Some of those deals that were swung, though, Guardians could have done easily with maybe a little added in because you're trading with some division rivals. But you can't tell me like there weren't some deals that could have been made when I'm seeing the Dodgers giving up like their number 8 and 22 prospects. I think the Guardians did what they always do. They clung to their prospects. That's the way they got to do business to an extent. I just think they could have done more. I'm glad they got the two wins. I'm glad they split. Still in first place, all those things. Still a little disappointed because this 7-game losing streak could have been avoided altogether. Or at least you could have helped end it a little sooner and helped your cause down the stretch of the season. You knew you had flaws. Didn't do enough. Lane Thomas, though. Yep, that'll fix it all. 216-474-9 to jump in. We got the Pulse. Keith will jump in for that with us coming up next. Final hour of the show, as we will also circle back to Amari Cooper. And I tried to defend him. I can't do it anymore. Who am I talking about? You'll find out at 6:40, final segment of the show. Keep it locked. It's Afternoon Drive. Spencer German in for the guys here on The Fan.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.